At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live out my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper. You're so hot.
Yeah, I keep me in my pocket. It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It's Alex, the fantasy football hustler, back at you. And oh yeah, we got another episode of Elevated Sports Talk. Sorry, guys, for the delayed start. Some technical difficulties this morning. What up to the crew? Meal in the house already. Let's get down to biz. How about we smoke it? Let's start with a nice smoke and a bowl. I haven't smoked yet this morning, so it's going to be a good one to start it off to. Let's get it. Throw some comments in when you show up. For anybody playing NCAA on PlayStation, the servers are already down. They already broke. I know our homie Timmy was saying the Xbox servers were down. PlayStation servers are down. Mary Jane. Hey, Ron's back. What up, bro? This is my one last nug of the Candy Rain by Hustler's Ambition. 26% THC. Let's smoke it up. First bowl of the day for me. I don't know about for you guys. I'm still on the West Coast. I had this crazy like muscle spasm last night and I couldn't fucking fall asleep. So we smoked, we drank a bunch of water, we got through it. Woo! What are you smoking on over there, Ron? Said, yes, sir. It's a gummy day for your boy. The WILD. Is it just the Wild? Is that a brand? CBG plus THC combo's insane. Tell me more. Explain more. Intrigued. What up, Bakes? Just said late start for me, but we're here. We here, baby. Salute, Bakes. Yeah. Okay, the brand is Wild. Check them out if they have them in Vegas. All right, I'll remember. What up, Ray? Bong rips. Hell yeah, let's get it. Bright and early. Training camp is upon us. So not every team has started training camp. I'd say probably close to half. And the other half, they'll be getting started between now and the 24th. Everybody must report by the 24th. next Wednesday. I got some videos to share also. Always trying to scour TikTok and YouTube to find some videos. Let me see. I found a funny video from Pat McAfee because everybody's nerding out on the NCAA game. Check this out. Shit makes me laugh.
$88 to become college football.
Oh yeah,
$88.99.
Need the 3-day early access.
What do you mean you recruit?
You familiar with what recruiting is? It's the lifeblood of college football.
You're controlling your dude. You walk in high school hallways.
You're goddamn right. I'm pounding the pavement in every state in the United States, and I'm finding my boys who understand. Hey, listen, we run the football here. We play defense. If you don't like it, then get the fuck out of here. I got nothing for you. And then I send the house at him. I offer him a scholarship, and then we wait. You know. Couple weeks later, we either hit him with a soft pitch or a hard pitch. Say, oh, you want to go to Notre Dame and fucking sit on your ass? Okay. You want to come to Iowa City? Fucking be a star? Sounds good.
Man, there's so many people who are just going crazy with the NCAA right now. And I mean, there's so much content like around it too. Here's this was another one that that I saw and was laughing at. These guys are wild.
Real quick. Good, because I was going to do it anyway. I go by the name of Coach Gowie, virtual head coach of Florida International. 1.5-star program, currently 9-0, and projected to be the 12th seed in the college football playoffs. So I can say that I'm doing good for myself, right? Well, it wasn't until I played college football 25 where I realized just how greedy Power 5 schools are. You see, I've always known that Power 5 schools get all the top recruits, but I never really realized how deep down they go to steal recruits from schools.
Shout out to Iowa City.
You feel me? The greed that they mentioned in the Bible was about Power 5 schools. And it's starting to piss me off. Nah, bro, I really got to break this down so y'all can really understand my frustration. I am a 1.5-star program, bro. That means the sweet spot for me when it comes to recruiting is 4 stars to 2 stars. 5 stars,
yes, Bakes, I'll talk about it in a second.
With all due respect, we'll throw you a scholarship if all else fails. But that 4 to 2 star territory, that's the sweet spot. So at best, I may get a handful of full stars. I'm talking about maybe 5 that actually are interested in my program. Have me in their top 3, top 5. So for them, I'm going hard. Pause. I'm talking about sending the house 50 hours. We soft selling. We hard selling. We trying to sway you to our academics. Everything, bro, we flying y'all to games. You watching us put belt the ass on these teams. You looking at the trajectory of the team. We projected to be 12th seed in the college football playoffs. You told me your girl was pregnant. You told me the name of the baby and the gender. I even bought you your Burberry shirt for the baby shower. And then when it was just you and me on a dolo mission, I took you to Tootsie's for some wings, bro. And all it took was for a Power 5 school like the Gators of Miami to come slide you a piece of paper and you gone just like that. Meow. Bro, that's real competition. You might pop ass with them. It just blows my mind how everything could be perfect for weeks. We got the entire world at your feet. I'm talking about chopping it up with your family. We DMing each other. I'm sending you memes. I'm sending you TikToks. You feel me? But instead, you want to go twerk for the Power 5 school because you got NIL and NFL draft dreams. Well, newsflash, buddy. You got to touch the field in order to do that. They slid you a little scholarship. It's probably not even a full ride. It's probably good enough for 2 semesters, and your ass going to have to pay the rest out of pocket. Now you on the timeline crying to Joe Biden about student loan forgiveness. Come on, bro. What are we doing? I'm going to tell you exactly how your college career going to play out. First of all, you a 6'2 physical receiver from North Dakota.
Oh man, I didn't realize it was this long. It's hilarious. Bro, what was up with I saw the video, but there's certain accounts on TikTok that like literally won't let you download the videos or whatever. I really don't understand because Hulk was like, listen, brother, all you drug dealers out there and all you dirty politicians, and he said, all you low lives and scumbags. Yeah, he's like, all you low lives and scumbags and drug dealers. And then you dirty politicians. Like, man, like what? It sounded like, I mean, besides the dirty politicians, it sounded like he was just calling out all the minorities saying, like, fuck you, Trump is here. Like, I'd very confused by the message that the Hulk was trying to deliver with that promo for Trump. I'm very confused. Bakes, throw your thoughts in. I mean, I know you saw it. If anybody else saw the little promo with Trump, with the Hulk going, cutting a promo for Trump. I mean, yeah, that was, weird to say the least. I know that, like, you know, pretty much everything with Trump and like people around Trump, it's like to rile up the white people, you know, get the white people all up in arms so they got to get ready to go to battle. That's all it seemed that was trying to do, was get the white people, get white people like really, really riled up for Trump. And Will said, so where's Bogey been lately? Man, you know what? They got their own, he's got his own thing going with Spencer, the guru, and all them over there, and Kidda now. I feel like it's funny. I hear more about the, like, ever since Skip got like, I don't know if it was let go from FS1 or it left him on himself. I don't know. But I heard all the, there's more videos coming out with, like, you know, the Skip and Shannon shit. And I really feel like what happened between us was like Skip and Shannon. I mean, for reals, like, that's really like what it was. It's like when one person kind of loses respect for the other person and like literally is like yelling at the person like on live, you know, it just makes it like, you know, not fun to do a show. And that's pretty much what happened. Like we couldn't even have a conversation offline where I'm trying to like understand what's going on and squash this beef without him yelling. So yeah, it just, even if you look at, because even after all this drama started happening, I still brought him back on for the Super Bowl. And he was like drunk and he almost started talking shit. But then he just like, I don't know, just went off the stream and never came back. It was like super, super weird. But yeah, I don't know. He's in the leagues and stuff still. And they're doing their own thing. But yeah, I'm on this solo bolo mission for now. I'll make sure that I'm bringing everything back to you guys. And Derek, if I didn't salute you, salute, homie. And Chris Olave is placed on the injury, on the reserve non-football injury list. Okay. Probably to make a spot. I didn't watch the Hulk promo, but he said he basically might as well be calling Trump the same thing. All politicians are dirty for fuck's sake. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Barack Obama might have been the cleanest politician. And that's because he had to be. To be the first black president, like, you got to be a squeaky clean motherfucker. Like, I mean, if the worst things come out about you are that you were smoking weed back in the day, I'd say that's pretty squeaky clean. Yeah, there's Ron said, I still want nothing to do with Chris Olave this season. Yeah, Chris Olave is going to be one of those guys who I'd probably have like nothing of. I guess because there's not a lot to get excited for. I mean, it was decent last year. I mean, I read out his stats and it was decent, but it was, I mean, it's very blah, just the Saints, like, in general. Like, the best thing that they have going for them is they play in a shitty division. I don't know. Well, said, let me say Barack Obama's clean. No, man, I'm just saying. I mean, trust me, like, the reason you don't hear me talk about politics ever is because I literally don't give a fuck. Like, it's all a dog and pony show anyways to make people think that they really have a say in what the fuck happens. Like, nobody really has a say. Like, voting is all a dog and pony show, and it sucks to say, but we know it's true. And like, go back to like some of these rigged fucking elections that we've seen, and then it's the whole reason why they have the electoral, you know, votes, because it's way easier to fucking skew things when you can be like, oh, this is this and this is this and this is this. Nah, man. The whole dog and pony show. It's all, it's sports for people who don't like sports. Like, it's just, it's entertainment. It's drama. It's really what it is. Especially now, look, you got Donald Trump, man. The pop culture sensation. You're fired. And he really riled up the Republicans. The Canadians are really liking those Trump bets now, man. Yeah, he really riled up the Republicans. That is for sure. He's a 100% dog and pony show. The illusion that you have a choice. For sure. I mean, you know, it's just, it is what it is. It is what it is. Like, there's nothing that, like, because I'm sure there's been a lot of other people besides me saying this shit. You know, it just, it is what it is. We'll just, we'll take it for what it is. We'll talk shit when we can. I doubt I'll be doing too much praising. It'll either be not talking about him or talking shit. Like, those are the only two. Yeah, Bakes, I'm voting for Pedro. Let's go. Pedro, of course. He deserves it. Dude, and what about, okay, so, I mean, we've been seeing foreshadowing, you know, and different things about The Rock, like, running for president. Man, The Rock is such a tool now that, like, he legit might. Right? I mean, because he's just, he's a talking billboard now. Like, that's all he is. Have you seen, it's funny because when, I guess, I don't know if it was a TikTok trend or if it was a trend on, like, a lot of different social medias, but where pretty much normal folk, maybe, well, how about lower end content creators compared to, like, The Rock and, like, you know, Kim Kardashian and shit like that. Pretty much there's a whole bunch of people getting behind saying to, like, cancel them on social media. Like, there's literally, like, there's no reason to follow them because every time they post, it's about something for sale anyways. And every time they post, they're getting money for the, they're getting money for the post. And, you know, they don't give a fuck about the, just any normal people or fans or anything. Just this whole big thing. And then I start seeing all these people posting, like, videos on The Rock of, like, random things that he's selling, but, like, different lies. And, like, how come The Rock posted twice on social media, once back in, like, 2015 or 16, saying it was the first time that he ever ate at In-N-Out, wish him luck. And then in, like, 2021 or 2022, it was like, this is my first time coming to In-N-Out, mahalo. Like, what the fuck? And a lot of inconsistencies with these damn celebrities. It's funny. Oh, remember, I mean, we've been talking about Amon Ra, right? Because he's the man. He has a podcast. And one of the people that he brought on his podcast was his pops. And here goes John Brown. Here goes his explanation of how they got the last name St. Brown.
When you knew Nimmy would make it to the league?
Before he was born.
But football or any, you knew it was football?
Look, your mom and I, we're in the hospital. Equanimity was born. I said, we got to change the last name. She goes, why? I said, because we need something that looks good on the back of a jersey. Now you got to ask yourself, how did I know there's going to be a jersey involved? I can't tell you how I knew, it was just divine.
What if I want to be a doctor?
You'll be a doctor with a jersey.
You'll be a doctor with a jersey.
Shit. So when I was in a, I was a junior in college, my friend tried to write a book. I said, my first son will be named Equanimous. Now, that's when I was a junior in college. Now, think about it. You could have been a girl. How did I know that? It's all divine. It was all planned.
Yeah. So I'm sure we're going to get some good episodes coming from Amon Ra and Equanimous. And this, them making the podcast, I know they're brothers, right? I know they're brothers, but they're both NFL players. Both of them play in the NFC, one for the Lions and one for the Saints. If they could do this, why can't CJ Stroud and Micah Parsons? That's all I'm saying. Like, we got Travis and Jason Kelce doing it, and then we got fucking, now we got Amon Ra St. Brown and Equanimous St. Brown doing a podcast. Like, come on. Come on, we got to get the CJ Micah. We got to get the CJ Micah. And that dude sounds high as fuck. Bro, if you had two kids that were in the NFL and you were, like, on their podcast and you had no cares in the world, no job, wouldn't you be high as fuck? He said, so St. Brown is their last name, but their dad's last name is Brown. Weird. And no. So that's the start. I guess it didn't say, like, everything, but his dad changed their son's names to St. Brown. And it was so it's something that would look good on the back of a jersey. That's what he said. Like, right there, when it was time to write the name just on the birth certificate, he wrote Equanimous St. Brown. And then all of his kids were Saint Brown. And he says, so he did just add the saint because of it being divine. Well, he wanted it to be saint because he said he wanted something that looks good on the back of a jersey. That's what he was saying. So I think Brown was just too normal. Like their dad's name is John Brown, you know, like, I mean, what, like, such a fucking common, you know, name. And his dad was fucking like, their dad was like Mr. Universe, like 2 or 3 years, his power fucking bodybuilder, you know, like, what's it called? Competing with like Arnold Schwarzenegger on like the Mr. Universe shit. And he wanted something better for his kids. And that's crazy. But yeah, as a baby, he said that we need something that looks good on the back of a jersey. And it wasn't just one of his kids that made it into the NFL too. And shit, I don't know if he's still the highest paid. He was for a second, right? Amon Ra, highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. It's fucking awesome, man. From a fourth round pick to highest paid wide receiver in the NFL when he got that contract. And I actually remember seeing him in Muscle and Fitness magazines. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember seeing him in Muscle and Fitness magazines, but the guy's a G. It said, what about Day or La? Day Brown, La Brown. It said, put some respect on Smokey Brown's name. All I'm saying is that John Brown just sounds like a very common, plain, boring name. Like that, I mean, that's like a fucking, a what? Like a something, you know, a Steve Johnson or like some shit like that, you know? 16, not guys. 16 wide receivers taken in front of him. Man, there's a few dynasties that I got Amon Ra in like the fourth round of our rookie drafts. And bro, woo, turn those teams around in an instant. Said Jim Brown was boring as hell. Look what he did. Jim Brown's a very boring name. Very boring name. But you know what sucks? Jim Brown didn't win any Super Bowls. He only won championships, man. And that it sucks for Cleveland because the best player who ever played on your team played their pre-Super Bowl era. Like, what the fuck? And Ron said, we're getting some mock reps in today. Maybe. We got anybody else who wants to get a mock draft going? Yeah, let's see. What NFL news do we got besides the teams reporting? I mean, it's not really too much right now. We still got, it's all the teams reporting, but it's a lot of rookies and stuff. That's another thing that just kind of sucks. It doesn't suck because we don't want any of our veterans getting hurt. Like right now. So I guess it doesn't suck, but it's like, we want this to start. I want it to be next week on the 24th already. So everybody is already starting and we're seeing a whole bunch of info and, you know, little clips, all that kind of stuff. Oh man. Well, here's a piece of news. Dallas Turner still unsigned and training camp for the Vikings starts in 2 days. I think the Bears have already reported this. Justin, J.K. Dobbins just got out of bed and pulled a hamstring. It's good. I mean, it happens. It happens. Hey, hey, Chris in the house. What up, bro? Hey, Chris, you getting on NCAA? I'm starting an online dynasty on PS5. We're starting an online dynasty on PS5. It's going to be fun. Will said maybe. Hey, that's something. If that was like legit something that I saw come up on my like social media feed, I'd have to go Google it just to double check and make sure that it was or wasn't real, because J.K. Dobbins has been hurt doing like nothing before. He always gets hurt. Always. He always gets hurt. Yeah, for college football, the PS5 servers went down. And I was going to load up the dynasty. I was going to load up the dynasty to see if I was going to load up the Dynasty to see if any of the new teams joined who I invited. And servers are down. He said, oh, he's got the Xbox at the house. Okay. All right. All good. We can't cross-platform on the Dynasties yet. Not yet, anyways. Bank said, don't you put that evil on JK, Ricky Bobby. Man, he puts that evil on himself. He legit has never been healthy for a full season, right? Let's go double check. Let's go check. I guess as a rookie, that was the game where that was where he played the most, but he didn't even start. Like then he played 15 games, but he didn't even start. Next year after that, he only plays 8 games. Last year, he only plays 1 game. I mean, we're talking about someone who's been in the league for 3 years, who's played 15 games as a rookie where he was not a starter, and 9 games total 2 years in the next 2 years. Years ago, I traded up in the rookie draft to grab Dobbins. He was okay that year. Yeah, just okay. Like, literally just okay. And he was, like, a part of a rotation, for sure. But he had 800 rushing yards and 120 receiving yards, 18 receptions, 134 attempts. So, super. Man, this is a fuck. This one's tough. What's the greatest football movie of all time? Man, it's like I need to go down, like, a list almost of, like, these. Because, I mean, right off the bat, Any Given Sunday. Will said The Replacements. I mean, fuck, like, Varsity Blues definitely up there. I wouldn't put any kids movies in there, like The Little Giants or anything like that. Remember the Titans? I mean, even though it was super fluffed for Hollywood, yep, same page. Fuck, man. The Water Boy? I mean, come on. The Water Boy? I mean, old school movie. What about Brian's Song? I mean, we know that. I mean, that's an old school movie that I know a lot of people love. A lot of people love Rudy. That's another super Hollywood fluffed movie. Damn, man, Jerry Maguire. Longest Yard. It was so good, they had to remake it. It was so good they had to remake it. Friday Night Lights. I mean, man, classic. Classic. Invincible was good. I mean, definitely Disney'd that one up. But good story for your Eagles. Gridiron Gang. I mean, they definitely Hollywooded that up as well. But everyone's hyped because of The Rock. The Last Boy Scout. Wasn't that the one where the dude was like shooting people like on the field? No way. They remade Brian's Song? No way. In 2001, they remade it? What? The Blind Side. Man, you know what? I used to like that movie. Fuck The Blind Side because they fucked him over, man. They didn't give him no money. He got like very little pocket change for the whole movie being fucking about him. That's some bullshit, man. Fuck them. Fuck the Tuies, shady motherfuckers. Any Given Sunday, Replacements, Waterboy. I mean, it's hard to argue. It's hard to argue. Those might be the three best. See, there's a lot of controversy behind that movie and that story. Yeah, because they made it seem like he didn't know how to play football like at all before he met them as like what, a sophomore in high school or some shit. And he said he'd been playing forever before that. So, yeah, like that, the way that they wrote that around, the way they changed it around to, like, the little brother was the one who, like, fucking trained him or whatever. Yeah, that shit was all a lie. Necessary Roughness for our man Stu. I'll put that up there. That's a really good one. A lot of movies kind of took little parts from that movie and put it into theirs. So, because if you watch Necessary Roughness and you haven't seen it before, you'll notice a lot of little things like that were taken from that movie, put into other football movies. Shane Falco's The Truth. Fuck yeah. Let me see if this works.
And I wish I could say something that was classy and inspirational, but that just wouldn't be our style. Pain heals. Chicks dig stars. Glory. Lasts forever.
Glory. Lasts forever. Right on, Shane. Right on. He said that Heroes remix at the very end is so cold. What are we talking about? On The Replacements? A lot of Hollywood remaking in that movie to make it better than it actually was. Which one are you talking about Brian's song? Concussion? Yeah, man. I mean, Will Smith, he's all right. He did have a really bad accent in that movie. Man, I mean, it's bullshit that movies like Concussion come out. It's like the NFL still like, NFL doesn't cause CTE. Hitting people head to head doesn't cause CTE. Yeah, fucking Will Smith. Man, there's going to be shit coming out about him. Like, I already know that there is. Orlando Brown's been talking about this for a while, that the Fresh Prince got extra fresh with him when he was a kid. And then whoever the youngest brother is on Empire in real life. What is it? Hakeem in the show? Like, he's supposedly coming out with Will Smith and Diddy. They were on some Diddy shit with him. And but yeah, Will Smith's just hanging out a lot with Diddy. Let's just put it that way, the type of shit that he was doing. He said, at least those zombies, what got him in that one movie. Which one movie? Which one movie? I don't even remember what movie Will Smith was in with zombies. I mean, Independence Day, but those weren't zombies. Gosh, everyone was hanging. Well, I don't know. Everyone was hanging out with Diddy at those Diddy parties, but I'm just saying, just read through the lines when I say he was hanging out with Diddy. Because there's some people who were at the party, and then there's people who were like really, really hanging out with Diddy. And it says fuck the one. Okay, I'm Legend. Okay, I think I've only seen that once. I don't remember it like at all. I really don't even remember that one. Oh yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, it's how. Like, Diddy must have a lot of incriminating shit on a lot of... I mean, we already know that he does on a lot of important people, because how's nothing happened since... This was... When was this? This was back in March that all of this was going down. I mean, this was like 3 months ago. 3 months ago that he got raided and all that. And Homeland Security, like, their record, I believe, is like a 99% conviction rate. When if they're going as far as like trying someone and all that, 99% conviction rate. And how's Diddy getting away with it? Whatever he's getting away with. This is, it's insane. It's insane. Fucking Diddy, man. All right. There are a few bowls in. I'm really high already. I'm really high. Man, anybody want a mock? Anybody want to get a mock draft in? We can get one in if we get at least a few people who want to join the... I got a bunch of drafts that are going down, so we don't really draft on Fridays for the best ball. It just seems like it's like a tough day to get people involved for whatever reason. But Saturday and Sunday, we got drafts on Saturday and Sunday. So yeah, Monday and Friday, those are the only days that we're not doing a fast draft throughout the week. And Ron said, let's do it. Who else wants to draft? Oh, before I go, let's go Brownie. Ah, man, fucking Chris, that's fucking hilarious. So there was one game where I think he scored like 12 points, but then there was a game where he missed every single shot that he took. It was like, there's no in between with this kid. That's how he has that 4 point that's how he has that 4 point average. But peace out, Chris, we'll catch you later, bro. That shit's funny. And Shaq wants you to stop being so crucial. LeBron, he's the 55th pick, for Christ's sake. Shaq said, that's his nephew, okay? It's his nephew. Stop being so critical. Super funny. Let's see. I see a couple new people just jumped in. I can't see what platform you're on, but if you're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Instagram, Rumble, shout out. We're starting the NCAA tournament. It's going to be pretty fun. NCAA 25. And I guess it's not NCAA 25. It's college football 25. It's going to be fun. We might get 32 teams in this biatch. A lot of interest. I guess technically 4 posts. I made one on Patreon, one on my personal page, Facebook, and then one on the fantasy redraft group advice group page, and then the dynasty advice group page on Facebook. And we're gonna get a bunch of people like in this just off of those 3 posts, like right there. I mean, there's been dozens and dozens of people that hit me up, and I'm sure, I mean, just like any other kind of league, like there's gonna be people who are like flaky. I guess one thing that I don't understand with people is like, people be like, I'm interested. And I'm like, cool, send me a message, we'll talk. And then they're like, never send me a message. It's weird how some people are. All done. All right. There we go. What else we got up for today? This is going to be a short show. This is going to be a short show for today. We've got a lot of things to do in the background today. And appreciate everybody rocking with us on this Friday morning. Oh, yeah. And we just crossed 5,100 subscribers. 5,100 on YouTube. Salute. We've grown by 240 people just in the last month, and I feel blessed, because like there's channels out there that they've been doing this for like years and years and years and years, and they still haven't got to 240 subscribers, and we just did it in the last 28 days. So yeah, I appreciate everybody who's rocking with us out there, everybody who's helping us grow, everybody who's sharing the videos. Everybody who's liking the videos and commenting on the videos. Appreciate you guys. And man, Ron, we might have to, we're gonna do mock drafts tomorrow morning. There's not enough people in right now, but we'll get it going tomorrow. Yeah, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays, we'll kind of make those the days that we get the mock drafts going. Whoo! Because normally we will be talking about the news, like on this show. There's just not a lot of news like right now. There will be by next week. Come this time next week, there will be some news. And Will says, should I always forget to like the stream? Just did now. Appreciate you. Yeah, just always hit that like button, because, you know, even though I'm on the show, I can't tell how many people are liking and things like that. But the more that people like it, the more that comment, that's how more new people, you know, find out about it. So I appreciate you. Appreciate you. And he said, Monday next week will be lit for news. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's see. Let me go back to the dates of when camps report. So let's see. Rookies have reported for the Ravens. Rookies have reported for Buffalo. rookies have reported for Chicago. Chicago rookies and veterans have made it. Broncos rookies have started. Green Bay rookies have started camp. Houston Texans rookies and veterans have started camp. Chiefs rookies have officially started camp. Chargers rookies started camp. Dolphins rookies started camp. Patriots rookies started camp. Saints and Giants rookies, Jets rookies, San Francisco rookies, Seahawks rookies, and Commanders rookies. All those teams have reported so far. So the teams who haven't reported at all, Arizona Cardinals, Falcons, Browns, Cowboys, Colts, Raiders, Rams, Vikings, Eagles, Steelers, Bucks, and the Titans. That's a lot of teams that haven't reported yet. So that probably has been mentioned, but Mike Williams on the pup. I mean, you know, he's doing Mike Williams things. This is par the course for Mike Williams and all the Mike Williams managers out there. That's why Tino, well, I don't know if Tino wants him for best ball. We know he just wants him in general for a redraft. But Tino was drafting him like crazy on yesterday's mocks. Well, so I'm crossing my fingers for a blockbuster deal, three-way trade, Adam to the Jets, Ayuk to the Raiders, Wilson to the Niners. Shit ain't happening, man. It ain't happening. It's not going down. They are not going to trade Ayuk. Like, they're really not. I don't know. I mean, that would be crazy. And seeing how does... Yeah. That wouldn't happen anyways. I mean, three-way trades, like, those could barely happen in fantasy, let alone in the NFL. I don't think Davante Adams is moving. I mean, he'd have to be the piece, you know. They said Adams going to pull an Antonio Brown, walk off the field. Nah, he's not. He's not. Like, Antonio Brown, like, we know he's, like, a little bit insane, you know? Like, he's, like, an evil genius. And that's not Davante Adams. And Ron said, you going to any Raiders games this season? You know what? I might. But I always said the tickets are so much, and I'm not even a Raiders fan. And, like, I like smoking weed and just watching football, like, here on Sundays, like, with you guys and, you know, I'll be streaming and we'll have Sunday Ticket on in the background and shit like that. But I said, if anybody ever invites me to a game and they pay for the ticket, I will oblige. And that actually happened last year. Someone came out and they said, hey, I got an extra ticket. One of my friends bailed. Do you want to go? And I was like, yeah, let's go. And it was the Chiefs game. And so we'll see. Who knows? It might happen again. Might not. I don't know. I know the guy who came, he's like, he's super big. Like, we had just met last year and it was just, we talked and he knew that I was in Vegas and they had four tickets to a game and literally just one of their friends like bailed and said, I'm not going. And it was like the only person who like lived in Vegas that they knew besides me. So I literally just got to go for free because someone bailed on a game and I got to go. And, but then we started becoming like, you know, he's in a bunch of fantasy leagues and the best ball tournament and all this shit. And so then now we become friends. And he's like, man, if I come out to a game, he's like, I'll get you a ticket again. I know he's got money. He's a baller. We'll see if it happens. But you know where I am when I am going to the stadium for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. WrestleMania. Let's go. Let's go. It's going to be here. Literally like a lifelong dream of mine to go to WrestleMania. And it's going to be here in Vegas. Let's go. And I live here, so I don't have to get a hotel. That's the best part about it. Like, man, what it's going to cost me for fucking travel is Uber or gas and parking. And that's what I'm excited about. It's going to be hella expensive. I already know that for the tickets. Hell, everything's expensive at fucking Allegiant Stadium, but I got to make sure that I'm in the first wave where I actually buy it from WWE and not like from the second hand. Like, shit, I might need to buy some WrestleMania tickets just to like resell them on StubHub. I feel like there's like no losing money like on that. I need to talk to some people about that. That would be very interesting. Then if I make some money, then the WrestleMania tickets are actually cheaper. Now I gotta think about that. Gotta try to save up some more money in time. Will said, what's rent like in Vegas for a bachelor pad? It depends on where you live, because now they're like, I pay $2,100 for a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2-car garage. Little bit of a backyard and like a really, you know, in a nice neighborhood, like super quiet. So not like not in the ghetto part of like Vegas. And see, so like, I know if you live in the ghetto area and like, you know, some of the apartments, cause I think houses, like no matter what, I mean, you're going to get close to, you're getting close to 2000 now. I mean, we only have this price because we moved here 2 years ago and they haven't raised the rent on us. But yeah, I mean, I would say, let's say $1,000 to $2,000. Like if you're talking just bachelor pad, you know, 1-bedroom, something like that, studio, I'd say $1,000 to $2,000. And I mean, obviously, I'm sure there's stuff nicer than the 2,000 as well. But I'm just talking about that. That would be such a huge wide range. And like, do I want to stay in the ghetto in a super shitty ass apartment? You know, or am I going to stay in a nicer area where it's kind of like considered a luxury, you know, apartment? Yeah. So a lot of wide ranges for sure, but I'd say just moderately right in the middle, like literally right in the middle, 1,500, 1,600, something like that. And man, sucks. It got in San Diego, you paid gas and electric on one bill. Like, man, I got an electric bill. I got a gas bill. I got a water bill.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I hate having so many separate utility bills. But I felt accomplished. Paid all those yesterday or 2 days ago. At least a bunch of them. But, yeah, Will, I mean, there's spots where I'm sure you could live in Vegas, like where you're like really pimping, you know. And I know there is, because there's so many more nice luxury apartments now than there used to be, like really close to the strip. When you get to downtown, I mean, I don't, downtown is going to have, and Vegas downtown is different. Like Vegas downtown is more of like, you know, the everybody comes there. There's not like a bunch of luxury in around the downtown area as far as living. But yeah, Vegas is awesome, man. Vegas is awesome. I really like it. I've only been here for 2 years. If I came here a few years before, rent might be a little bit cheaper than what it is now, but Vegas is really up and coming. Did you hear how like they might be putting in a bid to like get the Super Bowl to be permanently in Vegas? Shit's crazy. That would be fucking cool. That would be fucking epic. And I guess that was like the things that I was like, even when we were considering moving out here, like I was like, man, Vegas is so like up and coming now. I was like, they got the Raiders now. And it's like, it's not just like a gambling fucking town for the strip anymore. And like, you know, they're actually building houses like all over the place. And I was like, and the draft, I was like, the NFL draft is going to be here. Like how often, like the NFL draft might be here often. I was like, and then the Super Bowl is supposed to be here. It's supposed to be here next year. And like, man, no, I haven't been to the Sphere yet. It seems pretty overpriced for the basic thing that you would do, the basic show or whatever. I mean, I'm sure it's cool, but I'm waiting for something really cool, like at the Sphere before I go. And I don't know about really cool, because some of these, like, fuck, man, the Eagles tickets, Eagles are going, the band, not the NFL team. The Eagles got, I think they originally had like 4 dates at the Sphere, and they sold out so quick that they changed it to like 12 or 16 dates. And I think the tickets are like $500 or $600, like minimum $500-$600. So like, yeah, that's the thing that's kind of tough, is like the Sphere is hella expensive right now. What up, Jay Peasy? What up, bro? And it's funny that they called it the Sphere when they were building it for the longest time. They were calling it Madison Square Gardens West. The Sphere sounds a lot nicer. And I feel like it's the outside of the Sphere is so cool that, like, how much cooler could the inside really be? Like, the outside is just insane. Like, you could be tripping on mushrooms or something, just find a spot where you could just keep looking at the Sphere. And, like, yeah, that shit's insane. Insane. But, yeah, have not been yet. Have not been inside. I mean, I've seen it. You know, been in areas where, like, literally been watching it, or literally could watch it, like, change. And one of the times was cool that it was changing. It was right when the Super Bowl was happening, and the Sphere went from, like, it did all the Super Bowl rings. So it was like it was showing the Super Bowl one ring, and it was spinning around, and then it changed to the Super Bowl two ring. It was spinning around. It went all the way through all the Super Bowl rings. That was pretty fucking cool. That was pretty fucking cool. And what up, Vanessa? Noble Creations on TikTok. I've seen animal movies played on the Sphere screen, and it looks so freaking dope. Yeah, that's like the normal when there's no concert or anything in there, that's what it is. I don't know what the hell it's called. It literally just might be the Sphere Experience is what it is, but it's something like that. And it's when they're not doing a concert, that's the thing that that you buy the tickets to. Yeah, like Ocean or African Safari, so cool. Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly like what it shows. It's so many different things. Start, bench, cut. Ocean's 11, 10,000 miles, Graceland, or Casino. I mean, Casino would be the start. 10,000 miles to Graceland's the cut. Ocean's 11's the bench. Yeah. What do you go on that? Wilson, I'm thinking about selling a house, buying a one-way ticket to Vegas, and spend the warm weather watching football. Just need a place to stay. And, you know, especially like in the beginning, like, a hotel. I mean, you know, you don't want to stay at like, you want to stay at a, like, you know, not a hotel that's on the strip, because that wouldn't be like economically like friendly at all. But I know that you could get some of those, like, there's a whole bunch of those extended stay like hotels. I bet you all you'd have to do is stay in there like a couple weeks, and you'd probably find a spot by you'd probably find a spot by, you know, to where you could move in the first of the next month. He said, man, I'll sleep on the street because it's warm outside. Man, definitely warm outside. It gets hella cold, though, come November, December. I mean, hella cold. But I mean, it really depended on when you came. But you said watching football. So, yeah, it's going to. Once football season kicks in is when it's probably still going to be hot, but it's going to, somewhere in September, it's going to change to where it's not 100 degrees like every single day, and it'll be in the 90s somewhere, and it's very tolerable outside. Said, not compared to where I live. Yeah, how cold is it in Saskatchewan? How fucking cold is it out there in Canada? Fuck, if it gets colder than -45 degrees Celsius, and that's cold. Jesus Christ. Negative 45 degrees Celsius. How much is that in Fahrenheit? Because I don't even know the fucking Celsius scale. It's a negative 49 in Fahrenheit. What the shit? Fuck. Said this is really week fucking hot. Plus, he said this week's really fucking hot. 38 degrees Celsius. Well, how much is that? That's 100 degrees. Yeah, it's hotter, and it's hotter in Vegas. Like maybe not yesterday. It wasn't over 100, but man, it was. I got to try to figure it out in Celsius for you, but I got a converter up here. Okay. It was 49 degrees Celsius for like a week straight. So what about that? What do you think about that? Up to 49 degrees Celsius. 120 degrees Fahrenheit. It was fucking hot as fuck. Got up to minus 60 with the wind chill last year. Jesus Christ. Minus 60? Dude, that's minus 76. That's minus 76. He said that's hot. Need AC. Yeah, yeah. You gotta have AC. What was your most favorite / most influential football team growing up or all time? This one's tough because like when I was really young, I just liked the Chargers. Oh man, you know what? It was the 2006 Chargers. That's what it was. Just that like a personal one. Cause I mean, I could give, you know, the 98 Vikings and stuff like that. Like Randy Moss, when Randy Moss came, my whole, like the way of I thought of NFL players completely changed. Like Randy Moss was a complete celebrity to me, like coolest motherfucker around. Like guy's got swag for days. He's fucking gonna destroy you on the football field, and you literally can't stop him. yeah. So like, I mean, Randy Moss would be like my most influential like player, and maybe that team. But the 2006 Chargers, man, they were so fucking good. They were the number one team in the division that year. That was the year where LT had 31 total touchdowns, 28 of them rushing. And then they fucked it off and lost to the Patriots in the first round after getting a bye week. But yeah, the reason why when the Chargers went to LA, because I used to live in San Diego, so I was all about the Chargers, especially for like those years when they were like good. But they're cursed, man. They're never gonna win. LT, he's the man. They fucked up, man. When they drafted Phillip Rivers, I said that was like the stupidest move that they could have ever did, and like they didn't believe in Drew Brees. But like Drew Brees and LT, like, man, that was a fucking dope ass fucking combo. And they fucked it off, man. They fucked it off. First chance they got, they fucking went out and got Rivers. And Rivers is good, you know? Like, I mean, there's no like knock on Rivers, but like, who would we rather have? Like, you know, hindsight being 2020 for sure. If Drew Brees wasn't short, they wouldn't have got rid of him like that. Like, if he wasn't six, was he 6'1", 6 foot? Where they fucked up, man. Like Chargers lost so much of my respect like then, and yeah, it was trash. What's a cold day in Vegas for the winter? It ain't negatives. I'll tell you that much. I guess it's negatives in Celsius. I've seen it get down to like negative 3, like Celsius. I doubt it's like it definitely, I've never seen it get down to like negative 7. That's like 19 degrees Fahrenheit. I've never seen it get down that far. So like negative 3 degrees Celsius. And that was, I think, 27 something like that, 27 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's like the low. Like, I mean, a lot of times the low is like two to seven degrees Celsius. And that's like 35 to 45 degrees. And like during the winter, I mean, it's cold like that. And a lot of different times. So he said, wear shorts all day. He said, I'll wear shorts when it's 32 Fahrenheit here. Yeah, then you'd be all good in the hood here then. I was like, oh yeah, 2006 Chargers, super fun. He said that indoor arena was insane. The O2 Bucks, whoo, most influential for me. Brad Johnson, Warwick Dunn, Sapp, Keyshawn, championship. How do you trade a coach to a team and you're so bad at trading that that coach makes it to the Super Bowl the next year only to face you and know everything that you're going to do and just destroy you? So that's bearable. I'm sure it feels real cold to people who live there year round. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if I'd be rocking shorts when it comes to, you know, negative one or whatever degrees Celsius. And like the all the way low 30s. Like, I don't know if I'll be rocking shorts, but I mean, I still wear shorts like all the time. Like, I'll be going now. If it's 50 degrees, the high 40s, like, I'll still be wearing shorts because I'm not really out and about like that much either. Mike Allstott, one of the hardest hitting motherfuckers who ever played. Hell yeah. Who was the, I'm spacing on the middle linebacker. Who was the middle linebacker on that team? It's on like the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of it. Now I'm looking it up. Let's see. Okay, I guess it wasn't the middle linebacker, but I'm thinking of Derek Brooks. Killer. There we go. Derek remembered because they got the same name. And he wasn't a middle linebacker. He was outside linebacker. But either way, that's the linebacker that I was thinking about for sure. What a beast. What a beast. And, you know, I had to know that. Yep, for sure. For sure. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Derek Brooks is insane. And I forgot that Rondé Barber played on that team. Rondé got one like hella early. Hella early, huh? Because when did he come into the league? I mean, I guess it's not hella early into his career, but about 6 years into his career. Damn, and you didn't even mention John Lynch. John Lynch was on that team too. Like, man, whoo. Yeah, Rondé was on that team. Man, that Bucks team was insane. Yeah, Warren Sapp. That defense was fucking killer, man. I mean, just looking at the names without I mean, this is a team 22 years ago. No. Doug Martin was not the running back then. That was like 10 years later. It was Michael Pittman. Not Cadillac. That's later. But here goes just some of their defenses without me even like doing like any research. Just like already knowing these guys. Warren Sapp, Simeon Rice, Derek Brooks, Rondé Barber, John Lynch. Like, man, woo! What fucking pieces right there on a fucking defense. Like, that's insane. And just Warren Sapp and Simeon Rice. Like, just them alone. Just them alone. Like, that is a crazy-ass fucking line. Then, yeah, Derek Brooks in there, who's going to be rushing, too. Yeah, I mean, it was the Keyshawn Johnson.
Oh, Keyshawn.
And they had Keenan McCardell as well. This team didn't do a lot of throwing, though. You know, I mean, Brad Johnson only threw for 3,000 yards in 02. I mean, that defense was holding it down. That defense was holding it down. Yeah, let me see. I wonder if I can get to their yeah, they kicked ass that year. I don't even know how many what was their record? 12-4. See, and that's not even insane. Not even insane. I mean, it won the division, though. Yeah, the Chargers, they were such a big disappointment, man, in 2006. And I knew they were going to lose to the Patriots. They always figure out a way to fuck it up. And, like, there was, like, 10 different things that happened individually. And I might be exaggerating it at this point. But, like, there was 10, I swear, 10 different individual things that if you take away one of those mistakes, they probably win the game. But it's like it took them making that many mistakes to, like, really fuck it up. Johnny, what up, bro? He said, slept in today. Hey, sometimes you got to do it. Bro, last night, as crazy, like, muscle spasm or, like, something. And I don't know. I get, like, we went out to BJ's last night, and I drank two fucking glasses of the house root beer. And I don't know, maybe I must've been dehydrated or something. But I got like this crazy fucking muscle spasm, like right when I was like trying to go to sleep. And that shit kept me up for like 3 more hours. I couldn't fucking fall asleep. And yeah, it was some bullshit. Will said Tampa Bay Bucks defense was going as high as 6th or even 5th round, if I remember correctly, something stupid like that. I didn't even play fantasy football then. 2006 was my first year. And ironically, that's not why I like the 2006 Chargers. I mean, it's just because they were actually good. The Giants said, oh, damn, 40's knocking at your door. I never drink soda, like, either. That's the thing. I, like, legit drink water, like, all the time. It's pretty much all I drink. But, yeah, definitely had to drink the H2O. I had to be some dehydration. And I mean, it's like, it's always that dry heat. So like, just anything can happen in any given time. Like out here, it's that dry heat, and it fucking, it was all rainy and shit yesterday. So it actually wasn't that bad when we went out. Had a nice ribeye. And Johnny said the house root beer sounds worth it. It's good. It's good. Again, it's not A&W. Like, I mean, A&W I still feel is, like, the best. But I like, I mean, there's so many different types of root beer that I like trying different ones. And BJ's was one of those ones that they have the house root beer. And, like, I tried it once, and I like it. And so, like, pretty much every time I go to BJ's, I just get the house root beer. But, yeah, bro, like, that should be, like, because people love different root beers. You just got to have different ones. So I'm just throwing that out there, Johnny. That's just, you know, for when you get your restaurant started and everything, like having different types of root beer on tap would be dope. Johnny said, I don't drink soda, but when I do, it's a fancy root beer, right? See, yeah, like I don't drink any, like Coke once in a while. Like I might have drank Coke twice in the last 12 months. And one time I bought because it was like a buy one, get one free bottle or whatever, you know, they fucking get you, like you buy one bottle, then you spend 50 more cents, you can get another bottle. So I bought the 2 for whatever. And I only drank one of them. Didn't even drink the other one. He said, man, dry heat's better than wet heat. Yeah. I mean, they have their differences, but I'll agree with you because there was different things. There's different reasons why, or other reasons why, Vegas is better for like my body, like out here for sure. So when you're sweating your fucking balls off in 40 Fahrenheit weather, it sucks. I hate humidity for sure. For sure. I said I'm addicted to Coke Zero. Fuck my life. Oh man. Coke Zero. Why Coke Zero? Why Coke Zero? You might as well be drinking the good Coke. I don't know. I'm sure Coke Zero has a lot of sugar and stuff in it, too, that makes it, like, taste hella good also. But actually, I wonder, it's probably different in Canada than it is here in America. Because I don't even like drinking the regular Coke. I only like drinking the Mexican Coke with the real sugar cane, not the fucking, you know, not the bullshit, the canned bullshit. Coke Zero because it's zero sugar. Not gonna lie, I've lost over 60 pounds cutting sugar out of my life. Oh damn, okay. Well, I like it. man, one of the draft chats is going off. Johnny, man, that which draft chat is going off? Oh no. All right. Diabetes Tush, she said that's why I only drink water and beer. Yeah, man. I mean, I know I lost probably easily 10 pounds just literally cutting sugar out of my life. I mean, this is a long time ago at this point, like 6 years. I think maybe maybe 7 or 8 years. I can't remember. It was somewhere 2016 or 17, like somewhere where I just made a hard stance. I was like, you know what? I'm not fucking drinking soda anymore. I was like, all this fountain soda fucking bullshit. Like, all it is fucking carbonated fucking whatever the fuck, you know, just hating on all the fountain drinks. Like, really, that's where it started because, like, you know, like, I mean, that's what I was working, like, in an office, going and getting fucking lunch every day, you know, and drinking a fountain soda, like, at least once a day, a fountain soda. And it's just bullshit, man, that I cut it out. And it was like, yeah, in like a month, I think I lost 10 pounds and I didn't do anything different. except no soda, just water. And it's crazy how much soda and all that fucking syrup, man. And Tino, what up, bro? What up? John said a couple of my homies joined the 91 last night, went off in the chat for like an hour or two. Cool. Okay. I wasn't sure who invited them or how they found out, but awesome. All right. Sounds good. Keep Ben. Man, see, like, I don't even drink beer. Like, that's what's crazy. Like, I don't drink that often. Beer was another one of those ones where, like, I just felt like I'm already big enough. Like, beer's not going to help me. Yeah, so I didn't, because, man, if you, like, my grandpa was huge on my mom's side. One of my uncles was, like, really big, like, as well. And, yeah, so beer was one of those ones. Never acquired the taste for it. And, yeah, I like drinking alcohol, man, because, like, I don't like drinking just to drink. I like to drink to get a buzz. So I'm not a beer guy, not a beer connoisseur at all. And I know that those aren't beer connoisseur options, but just throwing that out there. Yeah, I smoke. Like, that's my shit. Everybody was drinking in high school. I was always smoking. Tino, how much did you play? How much time did you put in on college football last night? And Tino, I was specifically waiting for you to reshow these again. These are pretty funny videos that I found.
$20 become college football.
Oh, yeah.
$88.99.
Needed the 3-day early access.
What do you mean you recruit?
You familiar with what recruiting is? It's the lifeblood of college football.
You're controlling your dude. You walk in high school hallways.
You're goddamn right. I'm pounding the pavement in every state in the United States, and I'm finding my boys who understand, hey, listen, we run the football here. We play defense. If you don't like it, then get the fuck out of here. I got nothing for you. And then, yeah, I send the house at him. I offer him a scholarship, and then we wait, you know? Couple weeks later, we either hit him with a soft pitch or a hard pitch. Say, oh, you want to go to Notre Dame and fucking sit on your ass? Okay. You want to come to Iowa City? Fucking be a star? Sounds good.
So I know for me, kicking, I didn't realize that you had to hold the button down. Have you realized that yet, Tino? That when you kick, you have to hold the button down and then you get the... And then you get the power up. I played for like, I don't even know how many games I played where I didn't even know that you had to hold the button down to get more power on your kick. I was just like, man, why does this team have such a shitty fucking kicker? It says still hard to do it so fast. Oh man. I mean, who is it? Cause you're playing with San Jose State. Is that why? Is the kicker fucking suck balls? Yeah, that's what's crazy. Like, especially when you play on the road, like, whoo, yeah, the thing moves like super fast. Let's see. And then I got one more here for you, Tino. This shit is funny.
I'll vent real quick.
Good, because I was going to do it anyway. I go by the name of Coach Gowie, virtual head coach of Florida International. 1.5-star program, currently 9-0, and projected to be the 12th seed in the college football playoffs. So I can say that I'm doing good for myself, right?
Especially certain stadiums, Johnny. Like, they have, like, a stadium pulse. If the stadium's rocking, fucks up the QBs, like, when you try to look at the plays.
I've always known that Power 5 schools get all the top recruits, but I never really realized how deep down they go to steal recruits from schools like mine. You feel me? The greed that they mentioned in the Bible was about Power 5 schools, and it's starting to piss me off. Nah, bro, I really got to break this down so y'all can really understand my frustration. I am a 1.5-star program, bro. That means the sweet spot for me when it comes to recruiting is 4 stars to 2 stars. 5 stars, out of the question. 1 star, with all due respect, we'll throw you a scholarship if all else fails. But that 4 to 2-star territory, that's the sweet spot. So at best, I may get a handful of full stars. I'm talking about maybe 5. That actually are interested in my program, have me in their top 3, top 5. So for them, I'm going hard. Pause. I'm talking about sending the house, 50 hours. We soft selling, we hard selling. We trying to sway you to our academics, everything. Bro, we flying y'all to games. You watching us put belt the ass on these teams. You looking at the trajectory of the team. We projected to be 12th seed in the college football playoffs. You told me your girl was pregnant. You told me the name of the baby and the gender. I even bought you your Burberry shirt for the baby shower. And then when it was just you and me on a dolo mission, I took you to Tootsie's for some wings, bro. And all it took was for a Power 5 school like the Gators of Miami to come slide you a piece of paper and you gone just like that. Bro, that's real competition. You might pop ass with them. It just blows my mind how everything could be perfect for weeks. We got the entire world at your feet. I'm talking about chopping it up with your family. We DMing each other. I'm sending you memes. I'm sending you TikToks. You feel me? But instead, you want to go twerk for the Power 5 school because you got NIL and NFL draft dreams. Well, newsflash, buddy. You got to touch the field in order to do that. They slid you a little scholarship. It's probably not even a...
Man, that shit's funny. That guy was going off. It's hilarious. Man, and then I started liking so much NCAA. Like content on TikTok, like now my shit got flooded with it. It's funny though. People definitely making some funny content like out there. And have you gone down any NCAA or college football 25 rabbit holes on TikTok, Tino? Yeah, I think it's almost time to get out of here and go get back to it. Got to see if the servers got fixed yet. I doubt it though. Man, see that early play was so worth it because now you can't even fucking now you can't even get on the servers to do anything. It was it was this morning that I checked it out and it was working as of last night. I invited some people and I already invited you, Tino, so whenever the servers are good, I mean, you can go accept the invite. No one's taken FSU yet. No one's taken FSU yet. We got some good teams in there, though. We got some good teams. Someone took Colorado already, and they're not one of the better teams, but someone took them already. Someone said they want to get in and take the Kentucky Wildcats. I was like, yeah, come on, get in. We might have So what you have to go into Dynasty, and you have to search for the invite. It'll say accept invite. So you're not going to get a notification. Like you literally have to go into Dynasty whenever and search the invite. Yeah, and you got to make sure that you're signed in to the EA Live or whatever that shit is, EA Online. But yeah, super fun, man. It's going to be super fun. We're going to get a lot of teams in. A lot of teams in. And I know a few people who've never really played the game before. He was like, man, a couple people were like, they're like, how competitive is this going to be? They're like, I suck. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, this is the most college football that I've played since like 2009. So, but at least it's all very much the way that I remember as far as the buttons go. Tino, have you played enough? What's the differences in the buttons? Is there really I mean, I know the pass protections and all that shit. Like, I don't remember the double teams or, you know, things like that being an option. Maybe it was always an option. I just never used it like before. But that's one way that you're going to get good with these so-so lines, right? Like, you got to know the fucking schemes and the way to move them. Nothing much. Okay. Same as Madden. What about, is it the exact same for Madden? Like, all the buttons? It's been a few years since I played Madden. And then I know there's some people who are hate, like, I don't remember doing a Road to Glory like back in the day. Like, is that like a new thing? Like, I just remember creating players and putting them on a team. But like, it was like 2008. That's what I'm saying. That's like the last 2008 or 2009. One of those years was the last year that I played. But what's different about the game compared to whatever the last one was that you played? Was 14 the last one that you played, Tino? And were you one of those guys who kept a console just so you could have that game? Maybe playing for 10 years straight. Oh, woo! Fuck. Said the extra stuff like recruiting and skills and the dynasty mode, I think. Okay. Well, because I remember the recruiting. I mean, I don't know how much is different about it, but I remember this recruiting process being the same. But yeah, I don't remember a Road to Glory, though, where you controlled one person. And that's it. Like, I remember just playing on the dynasty modes. And like, even back then, like, we had a dynasty mode where it was, we had three of us. And one person used their hard drive, and the hard drive would get passed around. And now it's cool. Now we're literally going to be able to do it on our own consoles and shit. But yeah, like, for us, it was the hard drive literally getting passed around. You signed into your team, you play your games, you do your week. Said they had that in the Madden's Road to Glory. Yeah. That's for sure. I know in Madden they did. Yeah, the newer ones. And not even the newer ones. That's been around for a while in Madden, right? I don't think I bought a Madden since, like, I don't know, 16 or 17. One thing that I will say, Tino, about college and this game and how we might have 32 teams in this dynasty. Like, no joke. Like, there's been a bunch of people who are interested, especially because it's free, you know, and it's hyped. This is going to be like a beta league for me, so I can learn kind of how this works, because I don't know. We might be starting some leagues where money's on the line, like, somehow. And but yeah, he said that's crazy, right? Yeah, like, we legit might have 32 teams, like, in it. There's already 6 teams in it right now. And there was like a bunch of people who hit me up. They're like, oh yeah, I don't even have the game like downloaded yet. I'll have it downloaded tomorrow. And so yeah, we legit might have 32 teams. You can't do a 32 teamer in, I'm not even saying that you can't physically do a 32 teamer in Madden, but like, there's so many shitty teams that like nobody would even want to be, you know, like, I mean, like, at least just, you know, just from the teams that I was looking at. Sorry, I got a piece of resin on the desk here and fucking clean that shit off. With college, I mean, at least there's going to be, you know, there's 24 star teams, but I'm sure there'd be people who would be okay picking a 3-star team, because it doesn't matter. It's all for fun anyways. I'm still confused on how it works. Do we play each other at certain times? Well, you're only going to play the people when it's your time to play, you know? So, I mean, that's one thing that we're going to have to, like, you know, I'm going to create a big group chat. We're going to figure all that out as well. But yeah, when people have user games, which there will be, but like, how many times, you know, are there going to be user games? You know, I don't necessarily know. I mean, most of the teams that are in it right now aren't even in the same conference, you know? So, I mean, that's going to come down to it also. Like, who's in the same conferences and shit like that. But yeah, those will probably be the things that hold it up a little bit. But yeah, we got to try to figure it out. I don't know. That's why I said there's going to be a very interesting like beta test, you know, on a league. Cause yeah, people are playing, I don't even know like the college schedules or anything. Ronald said, how often do you clean your bong? Probably every 2 days. I cleaned it this morning. So looking real nice right now. Cause yeah, this was all, this was like completely black after like a day and a half of use. But you gotta have some good bong etiquette, because we smoke good weed, you know, and I don't want to be tasting just fucking ash when I smoke. Like, I hate that shit. So yeah, gotta have a clean bong for sure, especially if we're gonna be rocking a Jerome Baker, you know, one of these dope ass pieces. We gotta make sure we keep it clean, gotta represent. And one day I'll have a full line of cleaners and, you know, different utensils for cleaning bongs and cleaning pieces and all that kind of stuff. It's coming. I've already been thinking about it. We just got to get little things like that in the works. But the 420 crew will eventually have its own line of own line of glass cleaning and bong cleaning, pipe cleaning, all that kind of stuff. Well, yeah, we're going to figure that out, Tino. That's going to be the hardest part about all this, I'm sure, is going to be the user games. And I know we're going to, I mean, either way, there's going to be, how many weeks of recruiting do you get before you actually play a game? It might only be like 1 to 2. I don't know, maybe like 2 weeks or whatever, where you just do recruiting and where you don't have any games. So I'm curious about that, but pretty much everyone, I'm telling everyone who joins, so you're going to join, you're going to do your coach, you're going to do your team, you're going to do all that shit, and you can't pick a 5-star team. So the 5-star teams that you cannot pick are Alabama, Georgia, Michigan, Notre Dame, and Ohio State. Those are the only teams that are off the table as far as choosing. And then once you get your squad together and everything, go in and do all your recruiting, and then once you're done, hit the advance to next week. So that's checked. You have to do that every single week when you're done doing your shit. And he said, only recruit dogs. Hell yeah, man. We ain't recruiting no 1-stars like around here. That guy's a 1.5-star program. And he even said it. We're not recruiting 1-stars. Yeah, I'm trying to, it's Miami. He said, if you're not on probation, I won't even visit. We need the killers at defensive end. But yeah, this is going to be it's going to be fun and very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. I'm excited to see how it works out, and this is definitely going to be some beta testing for me. Cuz I'm sure that a league like this, 32 man anything, just, it's hard to get that many people on the same page. But we're what do you suggest, Tino? I mean, I don't want to do Discord cuz I feel like there's too much to Discord, but feel like maybe a Telegram chat, the Telegram app chat. Facebook would be nice, but I don't know. Like, Facebook's kind of annoying. I want to do something away from Facebook. I mean, because there'd be 32 people in, like, we can't even create a text thread. And he said, bro, it's crazy. They even got the building surrounding San Jose State Stadium. Dude, all the little details are there. That's one thing that I've been seeing on the different TikToks, is people showing the intros and different things that get shown at like the end of the quarters and things like that. Yeah, see, that's what I said. I don't want Facebook. Like, we're I didn't even know if that was going to be an option ever to begin with. But yeah, because I've gotten into Facebook jail before, and that sucks. Then lose access to like Messenger for like 3 days or whatever. So no, so I think it's going to be a Telegram chat is what it's going to be. Telegram app is free. All right, before I get too high and forget, let me shout out the producers of the show. You guys are the shit. All our 420 crew Patreon members, the All Access members, our elite members, our superstar members, and of course our ultimate members. I appreciate you guys. It's because of you guys that we are able to do the show every day. If you want to become a producer of the show, go to 420crew.com and get signed up as a superstar member or higher. And there's lots of little perks that comes with being a 420 crew member, so make sure you read all the little perks that are there. And you could join as a free member as well if you want to stay in the loop with all the different leagues, all the best ball leagues that we're doing and everything else. That's another reason why you can go over there and join, and you can join for free to stay in the loop. 420crew.com. Tina said they won't give me my option to come back. I don't have Acres. Don't have access to my Instagram either. So I've been banned for a few weeks. If you look at mine, I haven't posted in years. Oh, man. Yeah, fuck Facebook. We're not going to be going there. That is where a lot of the recruits for this game are coming, because that's really, I posted there in Patreon. That's it. I didn't ask anybody offline or anything. I mean, I told people about it in, who've been, coming in with the crew, told people about it here. But yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Before we officially start, I'm going to ask if everybody's going to be able to commit. Like, you can't like go off the rails and not play your week, especially if you're playing the computer or something like that. Like, you got to get it done like every couple days at least. And some of them will be hard for the user games. I already know that, but that should be the only reason why we're getting slowed up, is by the user games, not by people who don't have to play user games, That part might be the most frustrating part about it. Like, literally got to wait for 32 people to do their weekly shit before we move on. But there'll be time limits, I'm sure. And we'll just have to figure out the user games. I'm high as fuck. High as giraffe's pussy. Fire. You know what game I can't wait for? Grand Theft Auto 6. This NCAA, it's been like the most hyped game like that I've seen in a while. Grand Theft Auto is about to be way more hyped than this, huh, Huntino? Grand Theft Auto 6, man. And I wonder if Grand Theft Auto Online, if it's still going to be a thing. I feel like it has to be, because they keep improving it all the time. Or is it going to be Grand Theft Auto 6 Online? No, it doesn't, Tino. Like, I think more than a year away still. The hype's just been out. It has to have online. That's where they make their money. Well, see, have to be a new online with that then, huh? Man, I remember playing GTA Online in the beginning. And I remember, like, it just sucked. And I just stopped playing. And it got so much better, like, over the years. And had I kept playing, like, if I was playing, like, the whole time. Because I 2014, I was already fine. I mean, it might have been whenever the game came out. I bought it like pretty much the day it came out. And online sucked like back then. Now it's like crazy. Tino, I think I already got like, I don't even know how many hours under my belt. I think I got on NCAA, but it shows the hours. And I'm in double digits already. Got to get some hours under our belt. All right. I think it's time to get up out of here. I don't know. I don't think we're going to have any shows. I don't think we're going to have any shows today. It is, but yeah, we're gonna have a show tomorrow morning where we get some smoking in, get some mock drafting in, answer some questions. That's pretty much gonna be the Saturday and Sunday morning. Yeah, we got to figure out a watch party though. Maybe a different day, different time. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We just got to keep going hard with the fantasy football and not get deterred from that. So, all right, guys, we'll see you. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Peace out.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the boom. 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 Y'all don't really want it now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.